Dalina blinked, looking to Navani, the woman he loved, her face painfully concerned as she held his arm. In this strange place and stranger time, she was something real, something to hold on to, a mature beauty. In some ways, the picture of a perfect Vorin woman. Lush lips, light violet eyes, silvering black hair in perfect braids, curves accentuated by the tight silk hava. No man would ever accuse Navani of being scrawny.
Dalina, she asked. Dalina, what happened? Are you well?
He drew in a deep breath. I'm well, Navani. And I know what we must do.
Her frown deepened.
What?
I have to unite the world against the enemy faster than he can destroy it.
Dalina, she said.
I think that's a worthy goal. But storms, what of ourselves? The mountainside is a wasteland, and what are we going to feed our armies?
The soul casters will run out of gemstones eventually,
Navani said,
and they can create only the basic necessities.
Dalina, we're half frozen up here, broken and divided. Our command structure is in disarray and it...
Peace, Navani,
Dalina said, rising. He pulled her to her feet.
I know. We have to fight anyway.